Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen in Las Vegas. My co-host Mike Reynolds joining me from the Baltimore area. Mike, how are you?
Go Ravens. Go Ravens.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Here we go.
It's playoff time. Go Ravens. That's right. Go Ravens.
All right. Go Ravens. Please win for Mike. Please win for Mike. All right. Let me welcome to the chat room Joe from Germany. Hey, Joe. Welcome. And we have a couple of guests coming in as well. So welcome all to the show. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to blogtalkradio.com. Search for it and scroll down on the page to the live chat with box. Look for Talking Smooth Jazz, click on that, and then click on the play chat button underneath Quentin's name. So again, go to blogtalkradio.com, scroll down to the right side of the page to the live chat with box. Look for Talking Smooth Jazz, and then click on the play chat button under the Quentin Gerard Show. You can also call in and speak with Quentin if you like at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Composer and multi-instrumentalist Quentin Gerard W., also known as the Funky Sax Player, spent years as a high-profile sideman for a number of top contemporary jazz performers like Jeff Lober, Najee, Dave Koz, just to name a few. And he joins us today from the NAMM Convention in California. So, Quentin, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited.
Well, thank you for taking the time out from the convention to join us. I appreciate you calling in, so thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Now, tell us a little bit about NAMM. I've heard so much about it, and because it's not open to the public, I have not been able to attend. But tell us what NAMM is all about.
Right, right. NAMM is the National Association of Music Merchants. That's what it stands for, the acronym NAMM. And what it is, it's the annual convention for pretty much the music industry, I guess you would say, on the back end of it. Not necessarily the people that are on stage performing, but all the people and personnel behind the scenes that actually make a live performance or a CD possible. We have all the manufacturers here that produce the gear that we play. They produce the, you know, the instruments, the musical equipment, the carrying cases, the mixing boards, the consoles, the software. So NAMM is just a big event where all of these people get together and we all get together and see what's new coming out for the following year. And everybody kind of has a opportunity to network and socialize behind closed doors that's not open to the public. So, you know, it's kind of a great place for musicians to just come and feel relaxed and, you know, don't, yeah, you can let their hair hang down and don't have to worry about wearing makeup, basically.
I see.
You know,
now, do you guys do, are there any, like, performances there? You guys, you know, do, like, any impromptu concerts or anything like that?
Well, absolutely. Now, there are performances that are pre-scheduled performances, and there are also individual performances, depending on the artist and the representation that they have at the show. In some cases, I mean, you get really big-name artists. I mean, Alicia Keys was here last year. I haven't got the schedule for tonight, but Victor Wooten was just here yesterday. He did a little thing on stage, and any minute you can just walk by a booth that a particular artist is associated with, and you will find them playing instruments, just jumping up there and just demonstrating the instruments. You know, I have I have one tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I endorse Fusion Gig Bag, so I'll be at their booth and I'll be just doing a little impromptu performance there. And then right across from me, you know, there's, P. Morey at saxophones and Cannonball saxophones, where Gerald Albright and Kenny G and Ronnie Laws and those guys endorse those products. So, you know, you'll see them walking around doing the same thing. So that's kind of what goes on here, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, again, thank you so much for taking the time to call in and speak with us. So let's get right to it. Now, let's talk about, I know that you have you're working on a new CD, and it's called Before It's Gone, but you sent me some music from your current CD, Funky Sax, and we're going to be playing some of that. But let's talk about this new CD. Tell us about this one.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Before It's Gone is going to be my third release on the OTS music label, and it's, in my opinion, it's a very exciting album that's going to be coming out that I really feel really good about in terms of where my head is, quote-unquote, as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Funky Sax was my first CD, and that CD had been in the works for literally over 10 years because it, you know, it had taken just about that long for me to get it together, get in the studio, because I was out on the road and doing things with other artists and performing and just doing the musician sideman thing. And then when I finally decided that, okay, you know, it's time for me to kind of get in the studio and do my own thing, that's when the Funky Sax idea came together. And I started writing that CD over the years, and it basically was a culmination of songs that I kind of got together in my head and just put together. And I came up with the entire Funky Sax concept that I'm all about right now. So Before It's Gone, fast forward, this will be my third CD, which actually is a reflection back to the first CD, because my second CD, which was Perseverance, kind of was more jazz-related, more focused on the saxophone playing as opposed to just great songs and groove-oriented music. And the Before It's Gone CD that I'm working on now, we're actually almost finished. I just got a few more tracks to do on two songs, and then I'll go into mastering on it. But this record is really cool because it goes back to my core belief of music and jazz where it is right now, which is basically... unfortunately, the public, they don't really want to digest anything too hard, so you just kind of got to give them some really cool grooves and really nice playing and don't really get too creative with it in a sense that you lose the audience. So Before It's Gone is definitely a CD where you're going to be able to put it on from track to track, and the grooves are infectious, and if you really take a few minutes to get into the track, you will get consumed by the music. And I find myself listening to the rough mixes right now, and I can't even, you know, believe it's me sometimes because I forget that it's actually a CD that I did. I find myself listening to it from a consumer perspective, and I'm like, wow, this is cool. So I know if I feel that, then everybody else should feel it also.
Yeah, definitely. That's true. Now, I got to ask you, you call yourself the Funky Sax Man, but you left out the U. Could you explain mm-hmm. to the people why you left the U out?
Yeah, people ask me that all the time, you know, especially when they want my email address. Funky Sax, I call myself the Funky Sax Player, and why is that? Well, if I can, backtrack to my early days when I was in college, I had the opportunity to study with Ellis Marsalis in New Orleans. I had a music improv class with him, and basically me and another friend of mine who played saxophone was sitting at the table, you know, preparing for an exam and all this stuff. So Ellis walks by. And, you know, the conversation went on. He said, okay, let me ask you guys a question. What are you going to do that's different than anybody else has ever done before? And he said, quite frankly, for as I'm concerned, my oldest son is the best saxophone player and the best sounding soprano saxophone player. So what are you going to do different? So Ellis told me that, all right? So, you know, he's talking about Bradford, right? So that's a pretty bold statement to make. So at that point, I had to deal with that. So I said, you know what? Ellis is right. What am I going to do that's different? I mean, there's saxophone players all over the place, and they're all good. And, you know, when you get to this level, everybody's good. The only difference is just like you got to just have a different flavor of ice cream. You know, it's all ice cream, so Quentin Gerard has to come up with a different flavor.
I love it. It's all ice cream.
Yeah, it's all ice cream. So you just have to decide what flavor you want. So my flavor is the funky sax player flavor. And what that means is I dropped the U out of the funky sax because it's not about you, Quentin Gerard. It's about the music. So I dropped
music.
The U and I said, hey, it's not about me. This is not about me. It's about the music. So Quentin Gerard may not be the best saxophone player out there, but I'm definitely going to be the best sounding saxophone player in terms of my spirit in the music. So I'm giving you music that comes from the soul and music that is pure and true to who I am and what I'm about in my life and my real life experiences and those kind of things. You know, I'm not trying to impress you with my saxophone playing. Not that anybody else is trying to do that. Let me just make that perfectly clear. I'm not inferring or implying that, but what I'm saying is that for me, music is the most important thing, and the saxophone just happens to be my voice that I use to express myself. So with that said, I'm the funky sax player with No U because it's not about me. It's about the music that I play and expressing that experience towards the audience and the listening public that actually has an opportunity to hear my music.
Wow, I like that. Yeah. Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Now, on your upcoming CD, Before It's Gone, is it all original music?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's one thing I don't haven't gotten to the point where I'm ready to do yet is do cover songs. Everything on all of my songs are original, and I really believe in that. And, you know, I understand the dilemma that artists face with trying to market and promote and sell records. You know, and the whole cover tune thing is an opportunity and a method by which they use to accomplish that goal. However, I'm not really about that, I guess you would say, to just be quite honest with you. I'm about the music that I write, and as a writer, songwriter, and an artist and a composer, I'm going to write the songs, and I'm going to try to write a standard that somebody else maybe potentially in the future could cover. So that's the way I look at it, and I think if I keep propping them out, you know, eventually I'll get one, hopefully.
Wow. All right. Yes.
Now
you mentioned studying under Ellis Marsalis. Now, how was that experience studying under him?
Well, that experience was what it was. Ellis is a very brutally honest person, and that's what I loved about him. He let you know where you were, you know, where you stand. He didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't pretend. He just basically told you, hey, if you stink, you stink. And you know, and that's not a bad thing. That's actually a motivator, and it was for me, you know, because a lot of people, you know, they kind of have this false sense of ego kind of thing. And, you know, Ellis just said, look, it's not about that. You're going to learn how to play an instrument or get out of this business, basically. Go do something else. And that's really what the lessons I learned from Ellis was, more so than music. Because, I mean, he can teach music just like anybody else. And what he teaches is basically the same stuff everybody else teaches. It's just that his approach is different. But the thing you learn from Ellis Marsalis and, you know, that whole family is that, you know, you have to understand what you're doing and what you're getting yourself into. And if you're not going to be serious about it, then why waste your time?
Yeah.
Agreed. All right. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Quentin sent us some music from his debut CD, Funky Sax, and we're going to get into some of that music. But on a side note, I want to mention that if you're going to be in Las Vegas, the weekend of January 22nd, I have free Huge Group tickets to give away. Huge Group will be performing on Saturday, January 22nd, and I have tickets to give away. I will be giving those away a little bit later, so stay tuned for that. Okay, Quentin, let's start with Days We Remember. Tell me about this.
Days We Remember was one of my most requested tunes, actually, and you'd be surprised how many emails I get about this song. This song was written actually with my firstborn son, which I only have one. He was about 6 months old, and he was sitting in my lap at the piano. And I said, okay, you and I are going to write a song together. So I just took his hand, and I just put him on the keyboards, and I just let him start banging out notes. And basically he came out with the melody for Days We Remember. And so that's where that song spawned from. And that's how it came about. And the song is basically written to express, you know, that emotion of, hey, let's just slow everything down. Everybody take a breather because, you know, this world is getting really weird these days. Everybody needs to kind of just slow down, relax, and just reflect. So So that's what Days We Remember is, thus the title, Days We Remember. It's hopefully it should, you know, make everybody relax and or get everybody relaxed for a minute and to reflect on some good things that happened in the past or hopefully in their present, and they can draw upon and draw some positivity from. So that's where that song came from.
Okay, all right. We're talking to saxophonist Quentin Gerard W. If you'd like to talk to him, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. From his debut CD, Funky Sax, this is Days We Remember. I love that. That was Days We Remember from Quentin's debut CD, Funky Sax. I like that one, Quentin.
All right. Did that make you relax a little bit?
Very much so, yes. Very much so. Now, are you playing all of the instruments?
Yeah, on that one, except the acoustic guitar underneath. I'm playing everything there.
Okay, very nice.
Now, well, we know that you're a multi-instrumentalist. What other instruments do you play besides sax and piano?
Okay, I do the sax, keyboard, piano, and flute are my main pretty much instruments. I play all the saxophones, of course, the soprano, alto, and tenor saxophone. I did play baritone saxophone when I was in college, but I don't really do that anymore. So if I need a baritone saxophone part, I call one of my buddies to come cut it for me.
Okay. Now, I read that you had a injury to your hand.
Right.
Kind of lost. Yeah. What happened there?
Yeah. Oh, man. That was, I'll never forget the date. It was March 23rd last year, 2010. I was in the process of building a studio, helping build a studio, which is probably something I'm never going to do again. And, you know, me want to jump in there and be Mr. I Can Do It All. I was actually fooling around with a power saw, and I was trying to cut one of the studs for the wall, and the power cord actually got entangled in the power saw. So I reached over to grabbed the cable, the cord, to unhook it, and by doing that, it kind of jerked my hand into the side of the blade of the saw. Now, fate would have it that on this particular saw blade, there's these little holes that are there for air to escape so it would cool, and my finger got caught in one of those holes, and of course it cut it off the tip of my finger on my left hand. And that was a pretty traumatic experience for me to go through because, you know, I'm looking at this thing going, okay, am I ever going to play again? And so I rushed to the hospital, all that stuff, and went through that whole drama and got past that. And then things started turning the curve for me about, 6 weeks after that. And everything seems to be working out right now. It was reattached and it's connected itself and it's growing back. And right now I'm about 93% to 94% back, and I'm able to play again. So my biggest concern was, you know, if I was going to be able to play saxophone again. And fortunately, I'm blessed enough to say that I got through that pretty traumatic period in my life for the first time, and everything seems to be going in the right direction.
And now I also read that you contribute that to your use of herbs.
Yes, ma'am. Let me preface this. I'm not trying to discredit any of the modern medical techniques and technologies that they have. However, I'm a really proponent of the herbal medicine thing, and I'm a vegetarian and that whole health thing. So I went to the hospital, and they at the emergency center, suggested some alternative methods to dealing with this situation, and one of them was to actually cut off my finger even more than it was already done. And, of course, I told them, I said, wait a minute. I'm a saxophone player. You cannot do this to me. I don't want that. So what are my alternatives? What are my options? And they really didn't give me any because apparently for them that's standard operating procedure. So I was fortunately with someone that had expertise in that area, and I was on a limited time limit here, though, because, you know, the part of my finger that was severed was in a bag of ice. And so I was running out of time here. So it was a time-sensitive matter, and I had to make a decision right away. And the decision that I made was to, leave and go have the alternative method done. And I did that, and it was reattached with a lot of herbal medicine, natural herbs. And it was sealed up right away, and it worked. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I'm living proof that that works. And my finger... if you look at it right now, you can't tell where it was cut at all, except for the very tip underneath the fingernail where it's still growing, healing. And I'm coming up on 1 year, and I'm almost 93% functional there. So if there's any, light or rainbow at the end of that thing, I'm here to say that I'm a living testimony that those natural herbs and those natural medical procedures work.
Mm-hmm. Now, Quentin has a link on his website, QuentinGerardW.com, and the link is called The Raw Law, and I read a little bit of that. It's very interesting. It's very interesting, so you want to check that out. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're healing well and you're able to play still.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
so
you very
good.
Much. Well, and that's why this CD has kind of lingered along. It was actually supposed to be done in October of last year, but because of this injury and this accident I had, it kind of postponed everything. And the people that I'm working with that are all, you know, involved here said, look, Quentin, don't rush. Go ahead and get yourself back together, which I'm doing, and I will just go ahead and shoot for a spring release for Before It's Dawn. And I really appreciated that because I really needed the time because I didn't want to feel rushed in the studio as if, okay, I'm on a deadline timeline here and I got to get this done, because when that happens, you don't really feel the music and you're kind of just doing it and going through the motions, and, you know, that's not going to work for me. You know, when I go in the studio, mm-hmm. I have to be in that place on that track in order for it mm-hmm. to be genuine and authentic, because if you're just going there saying, you know, okay, I need to just cut something for the sake of cutting it, you're going to lose yourself there. It's not going to work, so... I'm happy to say that the Before It's Gone CD is what it is, and the title actually came out before the injury happened. However, it's ironic that the title kind of is in conjunction with my reality, which is we all need to do whatever it is we're going to do in life before the opportunity is gone, and that's really what the name of this CD is. It's a shout-out to everybody, reminding them that, you know, we're only on this planet for a certain amount of time, and, you know, we tend to kind of take things for granted sometimes, but, you know, everybody might want to think about what it is they do and do it before it's gone, because once it's done, it's done. You know what I'm saying?
That's so true. So true. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to get back to some music. Mike, do you have a question before I play another song?
Oh, no, I'll wait till after the song.
Okay, Quentin, the next song is Now and Forever. Tell me about
okay.
that one.
I see you playing all the medium to balance first, huh?
I'm just going in order. I mean, I could. Would you suggest I play Road Games or Smooth Jazz Flavor next?
Oh, no. I didn't know I sent them to you in that order. That's why. No, that's perfectly fine. Now and Forever is a song that says, you know, Quentin Gerard is here. He's here now and he'll be here forever.
Yeah.
As far as recording music and being in music, because that's who I am, that's what I am, that's what I do. And so that's the premise for that song. And also, I guess musically, I was experimenting with some 1-5 progression type stuff. So this song was basically written based off the bass line, which kind of moves from a 1 to a 5 and that downward motion and whole stuff. So I was really excited about that. It was, at the time I was writing it, it was kind of something that sounded real cool. So I built this song off of it and called it Now Forever. And here it goes.
All right, from the Funky Sax CD, this is Now and Forever. Wow, I love that. You know, that's the kind of music you come home to after work on a Friday night or the weekend and just light some candles with a glass of wine or a martini in my case and just sit back and relax too.
Yeah, see, now you know.
Sure.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And that's why I wrote that song and I wrote that whole album. And that's what this whole album is going back to, giving people that kind of music where you could just sit down with a glass of wine, some dinner, your date or whatever, or even if you wake up on Saturday and you need a vacuum your carpet and you just want some music to put on and give you some vibe while you're doing that or driving down the coast. Those are the types of songs that I really love. And, you know, a lot of people say it's romantic, and that's cool. But I think it's more of just easy listening kind of stuff that you can feel, though. It's gotta, you got to be able to feel it now. You know, I'm not just going to put something out there at you. You know, you got to feel it.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah. Now, I was going to ask you, I read that you did some TV commercials for Estee Lauder and MCI.
Yeah, that was back in the day when those companies were around doing that kind of thing. When I first got out to Los Angeles, one of the, I guess you would say, main ways I managed to make a living in the music business, paying my rent, was to do a lot of commercial recording as a saxophone player. So I was working out of the studio in Hollywood with a good friend of mine who has a lot of film credits with even up until Friends TV show. And we did a lot of that kind of stuff back in those days where, you know, I would go in and do the saxophone work on the Sears Kenmore commercials and things like that. I even did the BET Comic View when it first came around, the opening theme from that. So when you heard the soundtrack for BET Comic View, the saxophone player, that was me doing that. So I had to do a lot of those kind of things to, you know, just to make a living, man, and just pay the rent. So, you know, that's kind of what that background was for me.
And some of the tracks from your Funky Sax CD were used in a film. What film was that?
Yeah, this was a film called The Golden Empire, which was produced by Jersey Style Films out of a producer out of New Jersey area. And he actually selected some of my songs to feature in his film that was produced by him. And he's got a, you know, list of credits of people that he worked with. And those are just some people that I know really in the film industry and from really coast to coast, from New York to L.A., I've managed to make a lot of friends in this business. And, you know, it's a really cool network of people that are doing some great things out there. And, you know, they call me for stuff, and I'll write songs for them or jingles or commercial stuff. You know, I've got my own publishing, Funky Sax Music Publishing, so I do a lot of licensing and mechanical licensing of my music for TV shows or whatever the case may be. I'm all about that. So I'm a complete musician when it comes to that. I don't just focus on CD recordings. You know, I'm in the process actually right now building a catalog so that I can do a lot of licensing stuff for TV commercials and motion pictures. So that's kind of where I'm headed down the road.
Oh, cool. Now, you have to share the story of how you got your first recording contract.
My first recording contract I was presented with, but the very first offer or suggestion or recommendation for a recording contract actually came from Stevie Wonder. And at the time, I was a starving artist in Los Angeles, just like there's thousands of other ones of them. And I happened to run into some people and people that knew Stevie, and he actually heard some of my demo recordings that I had done, which actually, by the way, it's funny you mentioned that because that same demo that Stevie heard, Jeff Lorber had also heard, and he heard that, and that's actually got hired with Jeff and actually went on the road with Jeff Lorber. And Stevie said that, yeah, man, sounds like you're ready to record. So he referred me over to the people at Mojazz Records, which are no longer around at this time, but back in the day, that was them, and he suggested that I talk to the people there to get signed. So that was my first record deal kind of experience, and now I've landed on the OTS music label, and that seems to be a good fit for me and a good home for me because it allows me full creative control over my music, and for an artist today, that is a very, very important thing because for a lot of the artists out there and a lot of the record labels out there, you know, they don't really give artists total control over their product and their project. And for various reasons, you know, market competitive marketplace stuff and, you know, that kind of thing, airplay, you know, a lot of what people don't understand, a lot goes into, you know, the whole record recording process, and by the time that song gets on the radio, you actually hear it. There's been so many people behind the scenes, so much money invested in that, that, you know, it's a very important thing that the artists get out there and get exposure. So, but for me, creative control, in my opinion, is more important for me than really exposure, as you can tell, because if you poll a lot of people, a lot of folks haven't even really heard of Quentin Gerard. They're starting to now because I've built a grassroots campaign kind of following thing. You know, creative control is very important for me because I cannot be the funky sax player without that.
You also write songs for, I think you work, well, you work with hip-hop artist Lil Flip, and you do some writing for some pop singers as well?
Right. This rap artist Flip, I did on the Sony, he was on Sony label. This was a while back, though. And I actually got to play on some of his tracks, and I was, not that it matters, but, you know, this is the first time you ever heard a commercially released rap artist with a saxophone in his music. So that was kind of a gimmick kind of thing, I guess you would say, back in the day. And it worked out for him. And then from a production standpoint, I'm now kind of wearing that producer's hat where I've worked with a couple of artists. I produced a pop singer, a young lady by the name of Beth Phillips. She's from actually down the road from where Britney Spears grew up in Louisiana. And I kind of put her record out. It was more of an experiment thing just to see what's, because she was very young. But it went pretty good, and the record sounds pretty decent. And then I've just finished working with a guitar player also that I just produced his first smooth jazz record. And his name is Ian Villafana. So if anybody wants to check him out, you can check him out. And he's a very good guitar player who keeps ringing my phone over here at the NAMM show. And he's calling me to figure out where I'm at. And I'm like, dude, leave me alone. I'm busy right now. I'm not answering
his phone calls. What's his name again, Quinn?
His name is Ian Villafana, and he's from the island of Trinidad. He's a very nice guitar player. He has a lot of Earl Clue influence with him, so I think if you check his record out, you guys will like it.
Ian
Villa, okay. And now, Quentin is also a licensed private pilot. Did you fly into California?
Okay, you guys know everything about me, don't you? Y'all got your own little investigative team going over there, huh?
We do some background checks now.
When I need to find somebody, I'm calling Talking Smooth Jazz. I'm not calling the FBI. I'm going to call Talking Smooth Jazz if I need to find somebody, if I can't find them. I'm just kidding. You guys are wonderful. If I wasn't a saxophone player, I would be a commercial airline pilot, okay? And that was my two dreams in life. You know, when you're a kid, you always figure, oh, what am I going to be when I grow up kind of thing. Well, I always wanted to fly airplanes, you know, and I always wanted to be a pilot, but I got sucked into this music thing. And so I wound up, I guess you would say, becoming a musician, but I never lost that desire to want to fly airplanes one day. And fortunately for me, I made both of those dreams a reality. So, yes, I am a licensed private pilot currently working on his IFR, which is instrument flight rules rating, to be able to fly in the clouds during bad weather and things like that. So I enjoyed that part of my life very much. So, you know, right now when I get out of the studio, because I've been recording this record for a year and a half now, so I always treat myself to like about a three-month period of just flying airplanes and getting in my planes and going to the airports and doing that whole thing and just enjoying that part of my life too. So what's cool about being a private pilot is you can actually go places that you can't go in a regular airplane because it's too big. There are so many runways around the United States that are designed for general aviation, small aircraft, and people never get to see that stuff because they're always going to a major airport, commercial airport. But I like to fly down to like Cedar Key and Florida. And, you know, there's like a little strip on an island, and it's like a fishing village over there. You can fly in there, have a fish sandwich, and watch dolphins and things like that. So it really opens up life for me, and I really enjoy that control of just being behind the cockpit, in the cockpit, you know, behind the yoke of my own plane, just flying around the place at my own leisure and time frame. I don't have to worry about checking baggage and TSA and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's real cool.
Yeah, that is so cool. That is so cool.
Yeah,
all right, we're going to get to another song here before we let you go, but let me give away these Huge Groove tickets. They are available. Huge Groove will be in Las Vegas at Boulder Station on January 22nd. If you are in Las Vegas, if you are listening and you want to go to the concert, give me a call. First caller, 646-716-5485, will win these tickets. Okay, so the next song, Smooth Jazz Flavor. Tell me about that.
All right, that is my anthem. That is the Quentin Gerard anthem, man. And Smooth Jazz Flavor is the song that I wrote as a tribute to smooth jazz music, which I don't even think they call it smooth jazz really anymore, right? It's more contemporary jazz now.
Smooth jazz, new jazz.
Yeah, everybody kind of twisted that whole thing around. So I think it's whatever you like. That sounds good, jazz. How's that? And but you know, a few years back when this record was done, you know, everybody was into that real smooth jazz thing. So I said, okay, this is my contribution to that genre of music, and I named it Smooth Jazz Flavor. And the reason I said flavor, because it's a little funky, but it's got that smooth jazz flavor, and I wanted to, you know, share that with everybody. But this is definitely my anthem, and it's a song that I always do at all of my shows.
Okay. All right. Well, let's play that next. This is Smooth Jazz Flavor. was funky. That was funky. Smooth jazz flavors. Yes. Okay. I think I have a call for the tickets. Area code 702. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. What's your
name? Willette.
Hello. Okay. I'm sorry.
Willette.
Well, welcome, uh-huh. Willette, to the show. And congratulations. You won Huge Groove tickets.
Yay! Great. Fantastic.
Yes.
First time I ever won anything.
Well, congratulations. Those tickets are courtesy of Station Casino, so I want to thank Station Casinos for providing those tickets. The concert is January 22nd, so if you would email me at talkingsmoothjazz@yahoo.com, and I'll get all the information from you.
I love you.
All right.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And your radio station
You're
is
welcome.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Ms. Willette. I appreciate that.
Alrighty.
Thank you. All right. All right. Don't forget to email me, and I'll get the information from you.
Okay, then. Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. All right, Quentin. Thank you for the, being patient there. Okay. So, yes, smooth jazz flavor. Love that. So what's coming up for you after NAMM? What are you going to be doing?
Well, after NAMM, I'm headed back to back to the New Orleans area and get back in the studio and finish up these last couple tracks and edits I have to do on the Before It's Gone CD. And then once that's done, I'm going to rush that right over to the mastering lab. I'll go into that session, get that done, and then turn it over to the people that do what they do and then start working on putting dates together for promoting the record, of course, and performing. That's where I'm headed now.
Okay. All right. Spell Ian's last name, please.
Ian Villafana. Villafana.
Okay. Okay, got it. All right. Thank you. All right. Well, Mike, do you have any more questions?
No, that's it for me. Just I said just a little flip reference to the rap thing, and that was it. That was it for me.
Okay. All right. Well, Quentin, thank you again.
Okay. Also, real quick, I forgot. How could I forget this? But in conjunction with putting some more dates together this year, I've been contacted to do a funky cruise. So how do you like that? When Gerard
really?
About to get into that cruise thing. Yeah, I was contacted by some people with Getaway Travel Entertainment, and we're putting together a cruise for November 27th. Through December 4th of this year, and it will be the hopefully annual funky cruise, because there are people who like a little funk on their cruise. You know what I mean?
There you go.
And and so I'm going to be putting together a group of artists that we're going to go ahead and do the cruise thing, which will be setting sail out of New Orleans, Louisiana, and it'll be a South American cruise headed toward Cozumel and Belize and those areas down in that area, South America. So I just wanted to put that out there. And if you want, go to getawaytravelentertainment.com. The website will be up shortly, and you get more information on the cruise. And I welcome everybody to come out and join us November 27th through December 4th on the first of hopefully many funky cruises out of New Orleans.
Okay, getawaytravelentertainment.com.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. They're actually in the process of getting that website up, and there'll be a phone number on there where you can call and get more information on that. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm over here where everybody's at, so I'm kind of like handpicking the artists that I want to join me on that cruise. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, I look forward to that. All right. Good news.
I'll send you some more information on that via email too for you, so you won't forget.
Okay, thank you, definitely. Thank you. All right, well, thank you again for joining us, and we're going to let you go so you can get back to NAMM, and
have
a great time.
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, Talking Smooth Jazz, for inviting Quentin Gerard W. into your family of artists that you have on your show. I listen to your show, and I feel as though I'm part of the family now, and I thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Yes, you're definitely part
you.
Of the family. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity as well.
And if you need anything, if you want anything, and make sure I get you guys a copy of that Before It's Gone CD so you guys can get that thing out there as soon as it comes out. I'll shoot that
for
over.
For sure. Oh, for sure,
all
definitely.
Right?
Yes, yes, definitely. All right. All right, well, you have a good day.
I will have a good day, and hopefully we'll do this again soon.
Yeah,
yes, when Before It's Gone comes out, we definitely would like to have you back.
Okay, absolutely. I look forward to that one.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a good
okay.
one. And I'll soak up some of the
all
sun
right.
over here for you, because I know y'all freezing over there.
Mike might be. I'm not.
I know Mike talking about the Baltimore Ravens, but I know he's freezing over there and all that snow.
Yeah, well, it's not that bad here. It's bad going down south, like, you know, toward Charlotte, North Carolina, Atlanta, places down there. It's like snow and ice down there. It's starting to melt.
Right.
But up here, it's pretty clear, but some of the roads are still kind of jacked up a little bit. Just a little bit.
All right, well. Well, don't worry. I'm going to enjoy the sunshine for you, okay?
But thank you.
All right, y'all have a good one, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, now. You too.
You too,
all
right. Quentin.
All right,
bye-bye.
Care, bye.
Bye. All right, that was Quentin Gerard W. His upcoming CD is called Before It's Gone. It's expected to be released sometime this spring. His website is Quentin, Quintin, GerardW.com. So check that out. And as soon as that GetawayTravelEntertainment.com website is up for that funky cruise, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah,
that's a cruise I might have to get on. Yeah, I might have to get on that cruise. But you can also find his other music on his website. His debut CD is called Funky Sax, and he had another CD that he released in 2006 called Perseverance. So you can check the music out as well. All right, I want to quickly give thanks again to Station Casinos for the huge group tickets. Thank you so much. I appreciate those, and I'm sure Miss Willette will have a great time this coming Saturday, a week from today, for that concert. Huge group is pretty good, and he's really good, actually.
So,
he's going to be at Boulder Station Saturday. So thanks again, Station Casinos, for those tickets. Thank you. All right, Mike, anything else you have to add?
Nothing much to add. Like, to tune in tomorrow, we got tomorrow and Monday, we have trumpeters Lynn Roundtree on Monday, and tomorrow we have trumpeter Farnell Newton. So he'll be on tomorrow, and like I said, two trumpeters guys. Those guys are hot, too, so check them out.
Yes, definitely, definitely. All right, I want to thank those in the chat room, Democracy Interactive, all of the guests, Josh Slim, I hope I pronounced that right, Joe from Germany, and Curtis. Thank you all for joining us. Democracy, I'm sorry, I'm just not seeing your message. Yes, there is a way to call in, but we only have 2 minutes left now. So, but come back in, you know, say the show is a favorite, and you'll get an email an hour before the show starts, and you can come back in and give us a call, okay?
No, we want to have some more tickets to give out, too, so definitely. So
yes,
we got some more tickets,
definitely.
Right? We got some more tickets? Okay, yes, okay. Got some more tickets. I just want to make sure that they want, you know, they may want the number so they can call in and win some more tickets. So I know we got some more, so we'll have some more tickets for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm going to close the show with another song from Quentin's CD. This is called Road Games. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you tomorrow. Until then, keep it smooth.
We're not here right now. Please leave a message at the beep.